And now, the Dave Kimchin Show.
Suddenly, I went to Facebook and see that they have started to bomb a lot of Ukrainian cities. And then I heard the bomb explosion. And I woke up my husband, my daughter, and say, you have 5 minutes to knock yourself out the beds and escape from Kyiv. So we only took medicines, documents, cats and dog, and then we go to Lviv.
Welcome into the show. We get right to it as the news in Ukraine continues to break, the war continuing there now more than a week in. And we are talking with Ulana, who fled Kyiv, and she's now in another part of the country that is deemed to be safer, at least at this time. Of course, all of this continues to change. She's helping house 16 people or so who have also sought safer haven. And she introduces us to a woman named Maria, who is in Kyiv as we talk with her, sitting in a cafe that she owns, that she proudly owns. It's been her dream to own this cafe. She's sitting at one of her tables, and Maria says she's not leaving. She's not leaving Kyiv, that is her community, and she is standing her ground. Now, Ulana talks about her perspective, and then Ulana also translates between my questions to Maria and Maria's response to us. So we will get right to that right now.
I was born here in Lviv. It's the western part of Ukraine, close to the Polish border, like 80 kilometers. But last 20 years, I was living and working in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. Okay. We just escaped from there on the 24th of February.
Wow. Okay, so you just escaped from Kyiv. Okay, sensing, and are you helping people who are also trying to escape Kyiv?
Yes, that's actually the story is a bit difficult because we till the last moment we didn't believe that Putin will try to invade Ukraine. So actually, we were not that much prepared that we are going to leave. So on the 23rd of February. My friend from England, he was writing to me and saying, wow, are you still in Kyiv? You should leave it immediately. And I say, come on, he will not do that. But on the 24th at 4:30, a friend of mine called me and say, Ulana, what's going on in Kyiv? And I say, I'm sleeping, I don't know. But suddenly I went to Facebook and see that they have started to bomb a lot of Ukrainian cities. And then I heard the bomb explosion. And I woke up my husband, my daughter, and say, you have 5 minutes to knock yourself out the beds and escape from Kyiv. So we only took medicines, documents, cats and dog, and then we go to Lviv. So, that's the pre-story. And sitting here in Lviv, I'm a little bit, you need to do something because you know that there are a lot of people needing help here at this moment. So what we do, we are transporting some goods, for example, from Polish border to the volunteer points here in Lviv, and then they are transferred to Kyiv, like medicines. We are meeting people on the railway station. We try to place them here. In my house, I have now 16 people here in Lviv, 7 cats and 2 dogs, a lot of children. And this is also some obligations because we need to manage all this properly. So a bit tired. Today I woke up 3:00 in the morning because we need to move some people from Lviv further to the Hungarian border. And the train was like 6:00 in the morning. Then we rushed 100 kilometers out of Lviv to meet other people coming from Kharkiv and help them to get to Ukraine, to Polish border. So it's all the time doing something.
And how's everyone doing in the house where you all are? How's everyone doing? What are the emotions like? How are people doing mentally? How are you doing emotionally and mentally?
From day to day, it is changing. First of all, it's very difficult to accept that things are happening and people are killed. And if you look, for example, at Kharkiv city, it was actually ruined during last 2 days. So when you look on these photos and videos, you get mad and you definitely hate Putin because yeah, you wish him to die because there is no other way. And one day it is okay, the other I could cry. If something is going wrong and I was looking for some place for two ladies with a dog and two cats, and there was no place. Yesterday I was calling different people and saying, hey, we need to meet them. And then suddenly in 1 hour it was useless. All the attempts were useless. So I just cried for 1 hour. But after it become easier. So now in the evening it's again a bit difficult because you don't know what the morning will bring. For example, yesterday at 3:00 p.m. I read the news that they have attacked the biggest nuclear power plant in Energodar, and then again shock. You don't know, are you going to die this moment or maybe a bit later? Same story about other people in our house, but we all try to be occupied somehow, to not to think a lot about the situation, but just do something. That would be the description.
I understand. How secure is your location where you are now? I mean, compared to what's happening in Kyiv's forces or Russian forces are, at last check, closing in. I mean, what's the environment like where you are now? I mean, do you feel at least a bit safer?
It's much safer. For example, if in Kyiv you will have 10 sirens and bombing, you heard the bombing. You don't have the actual maybe bombing that often in Kyiv, but you heard that somewhere something is exploding. Here in Lviv, there are no explosions, and in the area of close to 300 kilometers, it is okay. We have sirens maybe twice a day. We have some, we can see some military planes in the sky sometimes, but generally the city is living, I can't say it's normal, but it's much safer here as in Kyiv. But again, you never know, because I also felt safe in Kyiv until the morning of 24th of February. Here in Lviv now, I have a fear that something, that the situation can change radically, and then I will need to do something to save my children, my parents. Yeah, that's a very complicated thing to percept in a way.
Yeah, no, it's so hard to imagine. I mean, I we're thinking about you and everyone there. And I know Maria, I think, and Maria, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. I know you're joining us. Ulana, you know her. Can you just talk about, and Ulana, can you translate a little bit too, if that's okay?
Yes, sure.
Great. Maria, sure. We're recording for two podcasts, the one called The Dave Kinchin Show, the other called Rock of Nations. Anyway, we're trying to get the word out about what's happening in Ukraine right now. And I just wonder, Maria, you know, are you in Kyiv?
Марічка, привіт, я буду перекладати. Чуєш мене? Алло?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
Чути,
yeah. Я буду перекладати. Запитання, де ти зараз знаходишся? Ти в Києві?
Yes, I'm in Kyiv.
Maria, how are you doing? What have you seen and heard in the last 24 hours? Like, what's the situation been like on the ground, both now and, say, in the last day?
Як ти розумієш, Марічка, чи перекладати?
Так, я розумію, але буду говорити поки що українською. Ага. Що я бачила? Повсюду у нас по місту барикади. Я можу бути лише на лівому березі Дніпра, і тут відносно спокійно, порівняно з правим берегом.
Ага. Зараз давай, у нас... Давай короткими кусочками, добре? Окей, Марія is now... on the left bank of the Dnieper, so, and she is not able to move to the right bank. You know, Kyiv is separated to two parts. We have right and left bank divided by Dnieper River, and it's not possible to move from one side to another because there is a lot of barricades in Kyiv now at this moment.
Зараз працюють лише два мости, які з'єднують дві ці частини Києва.
Only two bridges are working now, which are connecting these two parts of Kyiv.
Що забув, вибачте. Нас просто зараз лунають вибухи.
Відчуття враження останніх 24 годин.
Враження. зараз я зрозумію. Враження, що нас намагаються знищити просто за те, що ми є. Просто тому, що ми не хочемо бути колонією Росії. Просто тому, що те, що називає Путін, що проблема в НАТО, це брехня. Це така брехня.
The feeling is last 24 hours and maybe not last 24 hours. But it looks like that Putin wants to kill all of us, and it's all about big lie that he's saying that NATO is the reason for that, but it's not the reason. So it's a lot of lie around this, what we have. But the feeling that he doesn't, feeling that he doesn't want us to exist at all.
Yes.
Because
we want to be free. Because we want to be without Russian. Because we want to be just on our land and to be free.
I can see how emotional this is for you, Maria, and I feel for you. I mean, it's just not much sleep. Is that fair to say? You're not sleeping much. People aren't sleeping much there, right? I mean,
ми спимо дуже мало. І перше, що ми робимо, коли прокидаємось, ми перевіряємо, чи всі наші родичі, близькі, наші друзі, чи вони у безпеці і чи вони взагалі живі. Тому що Путін, ну не Путін, окей, російські війська б'ють по житлових кварталах, по школах, по пологових будинках, де люди мають народжуватись, а не вмирати, по стадіонах, музеях. Це не військові об'єкти. Я поки що я продовжу, Улян, перевод.
Ні, давай я перекладу. Окей, yes, you are right. We are not sleeping well, and anytime we are waking up, first thing what we are doing, we are checking whether our relatives are safe and are they alive, because he is not, as he is saying, this is an operation which should target the military object, but this is not true, because he is targeting schools, kindergartens, living areas, and you don't know whether your relatives or friends have survived or no. And he is attacking hospitals. I don't know what is the name for the hospital where they gave birth for the children. So we have two or three now in Ukraine. They have bombed. So yes, not sleeping well and thinking of people around you. Are they alive?
Багато хто ночує просто у бомбосховищах. Я не ходжу, тому що у нас броньовані вікна, але подивіться, які вони. Я сплю в кафе.
So Maria is now in her Maria is an owner of a small cafe where she is cooking, and that was her dream to open this cafe, and a lot of people are staying in shelters. But Maria is not, she's staying in the cafe. It looks like that the windows are safe there, so they should be okay for the bombing, but she's staying there.
Не зовсім сейф. Вони safe, просто вони броньовані, але великі. І я сплю не тут, я сплю далі там в коморі захована. Тому що якщо буде вибух, рознесе і ці вікна теж. Uliana?
Oh, I think we may have lost her. It's you know, technology. It's
And I'll try.
Sure. No. Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate you, Maria. You know, and certainly standing your ground where you are in your own cafe. You know, how often are you hearing the explosions and the bombs? Like, how often do you hear that?
Very often.
In the last few minutes?
In my area, it's more, I can, how to explain, it's not so much explosion, but in other areas, very much I miss Ulyana.
She's back.
No, it's all right. Technology is a challenge sometimes.
I lost the connection. Sorry, girls. No. Maria, can you please repeat your last sentence?
Я розказую про те, наскільки часто я чую тут вибухи. Explosion – це ж вибухи, правильно?
Explosions, yeah, that's very often.
Ну, в нас тут в районі менше вибухів. В інших районах люди просто не виходять з укриттів, ночують там, живуть там, там народжуються діти. Це все важко.
I imagine, are you looking to get out of there as soon as you safely can? And what, I mean, have you thought about that process of how you will flee if certainly, you know, things continue to worsen? You know, I mean.
Sorry, I
Я перекладу, Марічка. Питання наступне. Як ти бачиш цей процес? Чи ти будеш намагатися порятуватися звітом, ну, якщо ситуація буде загострюватися? Як ти бачиш майбутні декілька днів?
Я не маю куди їхати. У мене тут батьки, собаки. І я вважаю, що я маю зробити максимально... що в моїх силах, щоб втримати цю землю, бо це моя земля.
Yeah.
Я не хочу поступатися зовсім.
Maria is not going to leave. It's her land. Her parents are living there. She don't have place where to go generally because it is her land. So she will try to do her best that we will win and we will keep our land in our hands anyway.
Do you have family fighting? Are you prepared to take up arms and fight if need be?
Чи ти готова брати в руки зброю і захищати, якщо доведеться?
Так. Безумовно.
Так.
У нас вже достатньо злості. І люті. Ми готові на все.
We are enough angry and we are ready to do everything to save our land.
Let me ask you this. What do you need from the rest of the world, from, you know, the Western world watching this, from all of the world has been so captivated by the bravery, from your president on down to people who have never held a gun before, fighting for their freedom. What do you need, in your view, and both of you really, from the rest of the world in order to, you know, to bring all of this to an end?
Питання до нас обох. Що ви очікуєте від всього решта всього світу? Тому що весь світ захоплений тою хоробрістю, якою ви захищаєте свою землю. Що ви очікуєте? Чим би світ мав вам допомогти, Марічка? Давай ти, потім я.
Закрити небо. Це те, що ми просимо зробити.
Actually, I think we both have only one wish. Please close the sky.
Тому що нас просто криють артилерією. Ну, не артилерією, нас бомблять. Просто скидають, як це правильно сказати?
Кажи українською.
Скидають снаряди з літаків. У нас дуже класна повітряна оборона. Вони збивають ці літаки, але не завжди вони встигають, і снаряди потрапляють в житлові будинки. Вони їх просто руйнують, і лишаються одні руїни.
Okay, I think that will be a position of both, what we definitely need, and we know that this is a very difficult issue and discussed, and there is now firm no from NATO, and I don't know what about US, they had to discuss it today, but our one thing we want to help us, please close the sky, because our air defense is... Everybody thought that we didn't have our air defense, but we have our air defense, and they are saving us from a lot of bombs, but not from everything. And they are bombing again living areas, they are bombing hospitals, they are bombing schools. energy station. So we need some help here. Otherwise, we are in very difficult position.
My gosh.
Я думаю, що ми впораємось своїми силами на землі саме.
On the ground.
On the ground, наші війська досить сильні.
Yeah, on the ground, we both think that we can make it ourselves. Our ground forces, they are strong enough to get rid of the invaders. But the air is a weak thing, which allows them to ruin our cities and infrastructures, etc.
I understand. We, like I said, certainly hope you get all of the help that you can in all of this and as quickly as possible. Last question I had for both of you, how do you feel this conflict will change or impact Ukraine's relationship with Europe, and really, you know, the European Union, NATO and such? Where do you see, how do you see this changing geopolitical relationships once this war can finally come to an end?
Як ми бачимо, як це повпливає на наше майбутнє, на наші майбутні відносини з Євросоюзом в той момент, ну, з точки зору геополітичної ситуації, як будуть розвиватися наші відносини з Євросоюзом після того, як війна нарешті прийде до кінця?
Ну, я сподіваюся, ми станемо повноцінним членом Євросоюзу. Відірвемося абсолютно без варіантів від Росії. Ну, розірвемо всі зв'язки з нею. І будемо розвиватися в європейському напрямку. Ми вже розвиваємось в цьому напрямку. Наші цінності співпадають з європейськими, на відміну від російських. Я сподіваюся, для нас це шанс змінити свою, як це сказати,
країну на краще.
Ну, свою країну на краще, так.
Yes. Okay, I think that again that we all here believe that at again some point of time we will become the part of European Union and hopefully we will change our country to a better direction, and hopefully we will be able to cut all the links with Russia forever, that this never ever happens again.
Я хочу додати, що взагалі історично Україна завжди була ближче до Європи, ніж до Росії. Просто так сталося.
Historically, Ukraine was always closer to Europe than to Russia.
Взагалі вважається, що Україна – це є центр Європи географічно.
And geographically Ukraine is the center of Europe.
І Росія просто 300 століть, більше 300 століть мала нас за колонію, винищувала нашу культуру, нашу історичну спадщину перекручувала, знищувала мову, і зараз вона протягом цих століть не вдовольнилась цим і знищує нас фізично. Ну, знищувала і раніше фізично, Голодомор і так далі. А тепер знищує нас високоточною зброєю, яку вона має.
Окей, and for last 300 years Russia was killing our language. Russia was killing our historical inheritance. We had a genocide in the 1930s where millions of Ukrainians were starving because wheat and other. And we always try to fight for Ukraine during these centuries. Now it's not enough. Now they are trying to kill us just to physically delete us from the earth, it looks like. So. Just to finish the sentence, that's why we are very much targeted to be a part of EU and to forget about Russia forever.
I see. Do you feel, I did think of one more question, you know, there's many Russians who, of course, are opposing, vigorously opposing Putin and this aggression against Ukraine. What are your thoughts on Russian citizens who are firmly opposed to what's happening here, and they're pledging solidarity with the Ukrainian people? What are your thoughts there, to both of you?
Які наші думки стосовно росіян, які підтримують Україну і які є, ну, напевно, незначною опозицією в Росії, які намагаються там щось робити?
Так, ми дуже вдячні тим, хто нас підтримує, насправді, дуже вдячні. Тому що в Росії реально терор і диктатура. І ми це теж розуміємо. Але ми також розуміємо. Давай.
We are very much thankful for those who are supporting us, and we definitely understand that they have some, that they have dictate and terror in Russia, so it's rather difficult there to keep a sober mind. So yes,
але ми не можемо зрозуміти тих, хто до сих пір не розібрався в цій ситуації, хто до сих пір вважає, що ми є нацистами, ми не націоналісти, а і націоналісти вважаються чимось типу лайки. Це типу неприпустимо.
Маш, треба мені ще раз повторити, бо я втратила зв'язок.
Окей. Я втратила думку.
Давай я скажу. Окей, because I lost the connection and then Maria lost the thought. So the thing is that we really don't understand, and we really think that this is a terrible situation that most of Russian people treat us as a Nazist, which is not really true, which is not true. We are not fascists. We think opposite. With what they are doing here, they are fascists because they are killing peaceful citizens here. And those people are strongly supporting Putin in what he's doing, and their mind is just locked with their media propaganda and piece of bread they are having from there. So we don't really understand them, and it's difficult to find a way to persuade them in something different. And that's a problem because they have a mentality of the slaves. They are not free people. They trust their propaganda without analyzing things, without constructive approach to things. They are just trusting the fascist ideology, which is produced by Mr. Putin.
Yes. А ми просто є націоналістами. І націоналісти – це не щось погане. Ми просто любимо свою Україну. І просто хочемо бути незалежними від Росії, іти своїм шляхом. Це все, що ми хочемо. Ми не хочемо війни.
We are not Nazis, we are nationalist. We are the people who love Ukraine and who are ready for fight for Ukraine because it's our motherland.
But we don't want war. We just want to live
independently and in a good country with a good future.
I understand. Thank you both for your courage and you know, because you're both obviously putting a lot on the line out there every day, just trying to survive and as you say, fight to defend your homeland. So we have Maria, who, you know, you're standing firm in your cafe in Kyiv. You say you're not going anywhere. Your family's not going anywhere. This is your homeland. And of course, Ulana, who's been helping us translate between, you know, what Maria says. Thank you so much for doing that. And Ulana, you've been helping folks. You left Kyiv yourself late February, and you've been helping people get out of that area too and find safety at this point in other parts of Ukraine. I just thank you both. Thank you both for doing
this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will win. Everything will be Ukraine.
Yes.
Yes.
We certainly wish the best of luck to all of you and continued thoughts and prayers. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.